Newfields doesn't have much, but what it does have seems to work just fine. That includes the little 150-year-old country store on Main Street.
Our specialty here is we make our homemade bread, our sandwiches, lunchtime. We make homemade rolls, our baked goods, and of course the coffee.
Linda Parsons has worked behind the counter here for more than 10 years. She knows all the regulars, who happen to include Maggie Hassan and Chris Sununu.
We treat them with the respect as governor, executive counselor, but soon to be U.S. senator and governor, yet they're real people too.
Parsons jokes that Newfields is the center of the political universe right now, and that's not just because their chili is pretty good. Leroy Legg and his wife Charlotte own the store. He says it's no surprise that the Hassans and Sununus would choose to live here. Newfields is a quintessential New England town. Lots of old homes dot Main Street. Nobody is too flashy. Everybody mostly friendly.
I call it Norman Rockwellville. It's just wonderful. It's a community. It's a very close community, and everybody participates.
Hassan and her family joined the community just last year after living in neighboring Exeter. The Sununus have been here for about a decade. They'll both now be commuting to Washington and Concord, respectively. In fact, most people who live here also work elsewhere, though the town is home to a couple of companies, including Hutchinson, a manufacturer of auto parts, and Coed Sportswear, which in the 1990s was famous for their raunchy line of t-shirts. But if you're thinking this is a sleepy little town, the clerk and tax collector for Newfields, Sue McKinnon, wants you to know otherwise.
Yes, but what we have here in Newfields is we have a Memorial Day celebration with a parade. We have a summer solstice where we have activities and bands. We recently just had a fall celebration. We have our holiday celebration. We have lots of little events like that that bring the community together.
And that community came together to back its local candidates on Tuesday. John Hayden is a lifelong resident and the current town moderator. Despite coming from different political parties, he says both Hassan and Sununu received the most local votes in their respective races.
I don't want to say it's unique, but I think it's definitely a good thing to see. You know, people getting outside of their strong political views and looking at the person. So,
and just about everyone in town here does seem to have met them at some point. Allison Bizdafka is a longtime teacher at the elementary school.
Maggie actually spoke at the fifth grade celebration at the end of the year last year, and Chris and his wife, Valerie, have been an integral part of school, so it's pretty awesome.
She doesn't even need to use last names. The next governor and senator are well enough known around Newfields that Maggie and Chris will do just fine. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.